Spence. He, a little bit of a grind for him today, getting through five, but he got through five and kept the game in check. He didn't have his best stuff, but he maneuvered and minimized damage, and thought he did a nice job really battling and staying in there and getting through five. Bullpen was awesome. Dylan Dodd was really good to see against some tough hitters. He punches out the side, a walk I think mixed in there, but really nice job by Dylan Dodd. And of course Dylan Lee does it again. Kinley, that was a tough assignment we gave to him today. And a lot of left-handed hitters, tough part of their order. That was a heck of a job by TK, huge. And Iggy to finish, but I thought offense did a really nice job against a tough starter. Ashcraft was really tough. Though we put together some really good at bats, put some heat on him early, and Dom sneaks that ball inside the foul pole. That was a nice piece of hitting. So the throw out at home plate, Olson, Acuna to Olson, that was a big play. That's a good win right there.
How enjoyable is it? I mean, you like to see all your players succeed, but a guy like Dom Smith, just to make this more than just a feel-good story.
Yeah. Dom's a good hitter, man. Even that at-bat he took later in the game against a tough lefty, it was Montgomery. A great at-bat. Ends up walking. Seen him take some good at-bats against some tough lefties. He's just a good hitter. He's in a really good place. He's got a plan, and you can see it, and he executes it. It's been huge for us.
Sure, it was fun to see the base running make a difference today, putting guys in motion, putting pressure on.
Yeah, no, I think, aside from the pickoffs early, base running's been good, especially once the ball's in play. We've been running the bases really well, cutting corners, taking extra bases. Hungry for the next 90 feet. We've done a really nice job there, and Antoine does a nice job staying on the guys about that stuff. The guys are playing well all around.
Were the double steals something you guys had looked at in the series, or they just opportunity presented themselves?
That's something we do a whole lot of, but I got to give the credit to Doobie and Tommy Watkins, because Doobie felt the third baseman pretty far off, and so I think that was just instinctive. He told himself if they throw through, he's gonna take off, because he was able to get down the line a little bit, because third baseman was away from the base, so he had some freedom there to get down the line, and so it's a great read.
Does part of that read include when the catcher doesn't look, even glance at him? I mean, was that part of that one there?
I mean, that's a baseball-y play, I guess, as they say these days, by Doobie. Because if the catcher does look his way, it's going to stop him in his tracks. But once he came up and it looked like he was committed to second base, Doobie got a great jump.
Has it been fun getting to see Marcel again for the first time?
Yeah, no, it was great. I thought it was great last night, that ovation he got. I think he got stronger and stronger, as time went on before the at-bat, and people started to realize what was going on, and it was a great ovation. I mean, he's beloved here, he was the ultimate teammate, fun guy to be around. So that was a feel-good moment, seeing that ovation for him.
Is it also safe to say that Michael Harris will be in the lineup tomorrow?
Yeah, I can't commit to that right now, but I think there's a good chance, because I felt like there was a pretty good chance today. So I think there's a good chance, but I can't commit that he'll be there for sure.
This is the second straight game you've turned a save situation over the bullpen, needing to cover four innings, and used six guys to do it, then gave up four hits, no runs. Just how critical has the depth of this bullpen been to where you guys have gotten this far?
Yeah, I think our bullpen's gotten better as the year's gone on. Dylan Dodd is one reason for that. And of course, Didi, doing his thing out there. Or even a guy like Cookie, who's been in and out of our bullpen, when he's pitched, he's done a really nice job for us. So Bullpen's been a major strength for us, but really loved seeing Dylan and TK, you know, put down some two really tough innings. Those were tough assignments for both those guys. So that was really good to see. You know, like I say, we can't use the same guys every day. So the other guys, you know, they find themselves in some big moments. And of course, TK's been there before, but it's just nice to see when the other guys are able to put down those really important innings.
How nice was it to see Riley turn, you know, like 90.
Yeah, I thought Riley took some really good swings. And even the ball he just missed the last time, he hit off the end of the bat, flying out to left. It was a nice pass at the ball. Hit some balls hard, you know, hit the ball off the wall the other night to right field. There's some good things happening with Riley. It's really good to see. And I know he's been, I'm sure he's probably been losing sleep, you know, over, you know, the grind, but as we all do. But I see some good things happening with Austin. That's very positive.
Anything else for Walt?
With Dodd, is that slider the biggest improvement maybe?
Yep. That's, you know, he's throughout his short major league career, he's been more of a reverse splits guy. He's been tougher on righties because of the cutter. And now he's got the slider that's getting better and better. And you saw him get some swing and miss on the lefties. We've seen him do that multiple times this year with the slider against left-handed hitters. I think it's a game changer for him. He's a strike thrower. He could be a really nice piece out there with that slider doing what it's been doing.
All right. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you.
Later. Here we'll have Smith and